Oh dear, how sad, never mind. Jesus says to the sheep, you've done good. When you saw people who were hungry, you gave them something to eat. Did he say that? Actually, he says it slightly different. Jesus says, as Grace just read to us, when you saw me hungry, you gave me something to eat. When you saw me without somewhere to live, you gave me somewhere to live. When you saw me in prison, you came and visited me. When you saw me without any clothes, you gave me something to wear. It's a bit odd, isn't it? As those people said, Jesus, we never saw you like that. How did this be? And Jesus says, whatever you do for anybody who's in need, you do it for me. And that's the bit that the goats had missed. The goats, well, they sort of probably did good things. The goats are all right, really, aren't they? Yeah, sort of. But they sort of missed the point that actually it's not just about being nice to people who are nice to you. It's not just about giving party invitations to people who give you party invitations. It's not just about giving food to those who've already got food. It's about helping those who haven't. And the goats had sort of missed the point. Each harvest time, we have at least two jobs to do in the church. We have a job to do in saying, thank you, God, for all that you've given us. We very much appreciate it, even those bits of pasta that you've taken off your picture. Don't eat them. No, please don't. We say thank you to God for all the good things he's given, but we also ask God to help us to be generous to other people too. And that's why for our harvest appeal, we usually have a collection of food that will go to our local food bank so that people who find themselves perhaps without a job for some reason or struggling to make ends meet, there is somewhere they can go for the basic necessities of life. Please do support our local food bank. It's doing a marvellous job. But we're also going to talk about some people in other countries who need our help too. And so a little later in the service, some of us are going to watch a film about what's been happening in a part of Africa. That film will involve people asking you for your money. Do not feel in any way obliged or pressured. However, I know some of you have come expecting to be able to give to that particular appeal. And there will be envelopes available at the end that you can either fill then and pass back in or bring over the next couple of weeks, whichever you feel is most appropriate. Was that another mistake? Had I left the envelopes in my bag? Sorry, Jed. They're here now. So that's all right, isn't it? Harvest, we're saying thank you to the God who has given us everything, and we're asking God to help us to give generously to others too, like the sheep, and not like the goats. The goats always smell a bit, I think. Jed, what am I supposed to do next?
Hand back to Jed. So I'd just like to say publicly, John, we appreciate you saying sorry several times this morning. And of course, we will never, ever mention this again. But it is good to say sorry occasionally when we mess up. I know I don't like to mess up because I'm almost a saint. I'm not feeling the love or the support here. There's a few guys who are going to come down who are going to join us on stage here. We've been practicing for at least 3 or 4 minutes. So if you want to come down now, that would be fantastic. We'll try and have a quick tune-up, Tracy. You know how to... No, we don't need a tune-up. We're perfect. But can I just check? Who likes broccoli? Put your hand up. Oh, cabbage. A lot of beans. Oh, you're a dodgy. Who likes apricots? Oh, I was going to invite you all around for dinner, but we've got none of those. We're going to sing a nice harvest song, and it's called Harvest Samba. It's got a rhythm to it. And it's all about cabbages and greens and things. But the chorus is, it's another harvest festival, and when we bring our fruit and vegetables, we want to say thank you to God for all that he provides. So guys, please join us, stand and sing Harvest Samba, cabbages and greens.
Okay, guys.
Are you ready? Just for a moment. They didn't do bad, but the next one's the challenge. Who remembers the Flintstones? It was in the middle of the last century, apparently. John and Ken were discussing about, what were you discussing when they were born, or what?
First filmed in 1959, broadcast in 1960. Last episodes filmed in 1966.
I was just a kid.
And on the telly all the time I was growing up.
Yeah, and you can see the older generation that did watch the Flintstones, you can see how it has changed our lives. Our next song is based on the Flintstones tune. So we'd ask you, if you know the tune and you're happy to stand, let's sing God's Love is the Best Love. Please stand. Okay, guys? Well done.
The best love that you'll ever, ever, ever know, deeper than the deep sea. deep seas. It's a love that only God can show. Higher than the highest mountain face, wider than the total human race, God's love is the best love that you'll ever, ever, ever have ever, ever, could ever, ever know.
Thank you very much. Thank you to the band, please.
Where our anchor boys, fresh from their triumph at the start of the service, are going to trundle off and do a little craft activity for the next few minutes. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. Make sure you bring 11 back with you. But that does mean there are four other sets of the craft activity for smaller persons who bring suitable parental or grandparental permission or, and observation with them. So, guys, off you go. If you want to go and take an adult with you, that's fine. There's another four of the activities out there, which frees up a whole row of seats for the band. Come and have a sit down. This is a Baptist church, has been since it began. And many, many years ago, something called the Baptist Missionary Society began, working on behalf of Baptist churches throughout the world. We're going to watch a short video. We'll need the lights off and everything, but we're going to watch a short video about the work of BMS in a conflict situation. This is a refugee camp in Uganda with people who fled the conflict in South Sudan. So I'm going to shut up and we're going to watch this and then we'll pray at the end. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Samuel.
My father was shot dead. I thought, it is better for me to die. I tied my disabled daughter on my back. When I was too tired to carry her, she would crawl. I didn't think I'd reach here. So many of us didn't.
This is the largest refugee crisis in Africa. Millions of people have had to flee from the brutal civil war in South Sudan. And we've personally met so many families who have fled here to Uganda, literally
My
arriving just with the clothes
dead.
They're wearing, carrying their children, and in desperate need of help. Can you imagine the fear that you'd feel? Can you imagine being a pregnant mother running and fleeing from the war, not knowing where your husband was and giving birth on the way? Can you imagine having a disability and not being able to run away, relying on someone to carry you on their back and knowing that if they don't stop to help, you'll probably die? As Christians, it's our duty to care for the most vulnerable. And here in the South Sudan refugee crisis...
It did. I'm sorry.
My father was shot dead. I thought, it is better for me to die. I tied my disabled daughter on my back. When I was too tired to carry her, she would crawl. I didn't think I'd reach here. So many of us didn't.
This is the largest refugee crisis in Africa. Millions of people have had to flee from the brutal civil war in South Sudan. And we've personally met so many families who have fled here to Uganda, literally arriving just with the clothes they're wearing, carrying their children, and in desperate need of help. Can you imagine the fear that you'd feel? Can you imagine being a pregnant mother running and fleeing from the war, not knowing where your husband was and giving birth on the way? Can you imagine having a disability and not being able to run away, relying on someone to carry you on their back and knowing that if they don't stop to help, you'll probably die? As Christians, it's our duty to care for the most vulnerable. And here in the South Sudan refugee crisis, it's widows, pregnant mothers, and people with disabilities who are the most at risk. If you support BMS World Mission, you've already helped some of South Sudan's conflict survivors. But there's so much more that we need to do. They need your help today.
My husband died in the fighting, and I had to take my children and escape. And now it all relies on me. My daughter Susan, who has disabilities, my other children. It's not easy. Sometimes when they go a day without food, they cry and cry from the moment they wake up. There are people here who are suffering. You should see them. Too many women have not yet received help.
Before I came here, I was fine, but the stress of the camp has given me high blood pressure. I've lost two children. I needed medication and an operation during my last pregnancy, but I only found out because someone tested me with a blood pressure monitor. Without this help, I would have died. I'm grateful for what has been done for me personally, and I really hope that you will still do more to help others.
The first time I met Modi, he was tied to this tree, and he was severely malnourished, covered in sores, and was just lying motionless on the floor with no energy to move and in a really bad way. I remember vividly the first time we met Modi's mum, and she shared powerfully how the only reason that she was tying her son to a tree was because she couldn't afford to feed him. They didn't have any food rations, and if she didn't tie him up because of his learning difficulties, he would just run off searching for food and get lost.
There was no food back then. One time, Modi went roaming looking for food, and I couldn't find him for 3 days. That's when I tied him to the tree. If you hadn't come, hadn't helped, Modi would have died.
The people I see every day are so hungry. I see mothers with malnourished children in their arms, desperate for a way to feed them. So they need God's help, and they need your help.
We want to support 100 of the most vulnerable refugee families here on the border between Uganda and South Sudan with the seeds and the tools and the training to be able to grow 3 harvests this year.
We have been supported by BMS, and we have been distributing wheelchairs, and the wheelchairs have been helping the people with disabilities in this area. And we are also training the pastors so that the pastors can make proper mobilization for people with disabilities in this area.
I, who is May, am disabled, but I have something that can help someone who cannot help. I use my one eye to help someone who is not seeing totally. I use my leg to help someone who is not walking, so I feel very happy.
God is intervening in hopeless situations. The church is stepping in, and it's being empowered by you.
This device I'm holding has the power to save hundreds of lives. The Credo device has the power to monitor blood pressure and vital signs of pregnant women. BMS supporters have distributed hundreds of these particular devices to the BDBD refugee settlement, one of the biggest refugee settlements in the whole world.
The world will tell you that in something as big and as awful as the South Sudan crisis, you can't make a difference. But that's a lie, and it's not of God. If all of us come together, if all of us give what we can, God will honour that, and God will use it for His glory. These devices are so easy to use and are saving lives all the time. Thanks to BMS's support, we've been able to equip 640 volunteer health workers with these, and they're out in the community every day. But most of them are refugees, and they're struggling to charge the device. For just £18, you could help us to get a solar battery bank, which we can give to the workers so they can continue this life-saving work. You can stand alongside South Sudanese refugees with disabilities. For £39, you can make sure they're not forgotten. For £66, you can help stop the hunger. For £66, you can help feed a family for a year. In Matthew 25, Jesus says about people who feed the hungry and help those in need, "Whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. You can do something for South Sudan's conflict survivors, for the hungry, for people with disabilities, for mothers and unborn babies. People like Isaac, Patrick and Agnes, who are making a difference every day in Jesus' name, need you to stand alongside them. They're helping people like Modi, like Jeanette and Rose. You can make a difference. Please don't think you can't. Please give today.
Well, as I say, there's no pressure, but there will be envelopes available at the end of the service for you to take with you or to fill here and leave, and we'll make sure that money gets to where it's needed. I'm really struck by that sum of £18 to buy a solar-powered battery pack. And I'm beginning to wonder whether there might be a project there for the company section that we might find a way of raising some. And I guess if we were doing that, I bet Ken in the Scouts would be thinking, oh, we can raise more than that. I think between us, we could probably keep on this appeal going for a few months yet. But for today, I'd love to pray, and then we'll welcome our anchors back in, and I'll hand back to Jed, who will know what's happening next. He will, because he's read the order. Let us pray. Lord, we pray for those people in the Bidi Bidi refugee camp. A refugee camp the size of Brighton, 200,000 people sheltering together. And we pray for the work of BMS and its partners, in particular as they seek to help people with disabilities and pregnant mothers in those difficult situations. Lord, may they know your strength, may they have your wisdom, and may we be a part of providing their resources in your name. Amen.